We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, kind viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Senegal plants drought-tolerant acacia trees to prevent desertification. In humanitarian news, a young American woman helps Nepalese children in need. In veg news, Hong Kong and Thailand loving huts are doing wonderfully well. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 15, is the birthday of acclaimed United Kingdom astronomer, Dame Dr. Susan Jocelyn Bell Burnell, who was the first person to detect radio pulsars. These are rapidly spinning neutron stars that emit regular pulses of radio waves. The findings are among the most significant astronomical discoveries of the late 20th century. For Dr. Burnell's outstanding scientific contributions, she has received numerous accolades and was named Commander of the Order of the British Empire in 1999 and Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire in 2007. Our appreciation, Dame Dr. Susan Jocelyn Bell Burnell, for your exceptional achievements in helping us to better understand our immense and awe-inspiring universe. May you have a joyful birthday celebrated with loved ones.
Lives lost to Nigerian floods. Intense rains in the West African nation inundated the southwestern states of Lagos and Ogun beginning Sunday, July 10th, with flooding in the nation's largest city of Lagos described by the National Emergency Management Agency as being the most devastating so far this year. At least 20 people, including children, were reported to have lost their lives. With entire buildings submerged, Lagos State Governor Babatunde Fashola declared Monday a day off work and encouraged people to stay safe until floodwaters subside. Meanwhile, to the north, 120 houses were destroyed in Katsina State, with at least 9 fatalities.
Conveying her deep love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on needed assistance and to go, if possible, to help the most desperate. She added that emergency funds are available.
While we are deeply saddened to learn of the severe storms and loss of life and homes, we appreciate the Nigerian officials' efforts to protect those in the affected regions. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted concern. May such weather extremities subside through our concerted efforts to restore the harmony of the ecosphere.
Thousands stranded by Indonesia floods. On Tuesday, July 12th, thousands of residents in the South Pesisir district of West Sumatra province were isolated after heavy rains caused the Batang Kapay River to overflow. In Gorontalo province, a number of areas in Boalemo district were once again flooded after being inundated in late June, with damage to homes, mosques, school buildings, and dams. In South Sulawesi province, hundreds of homes in Luwu district were affected when several rivers overflowed, also submerging hundreds of hectares of rice and coca plantations. Regional officials said that they were sending relief to the affected areas.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is required. Saying that financial aid is available, she asked that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable.
Our appreciation, Indonesian officials, for your relief initiatives, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. May such inclement conditions be relieved as humanity's gentler ways help stabilize the ecosphere.
Earthquakes jolt Kermadec Islands, Costa Rica, Philippines and Formosa or Taiwan. On Tuesday, July 12th, the Kermadec Islands in the South Pacific were hit by 5.1 magnitude tremor, 96 kilometers east of Raoul Island.
In Latin America that day, three quakes ranging up to 5.6 on the Richter scale struck just 42 kilometers from the Costa Rican city of Liberia. Also on Tuesday, a magnitude 6.4 quake rattled the Philippines, 126 kilometers northwest of Dumaguete in Negros Occidental province, followed by several aftershocks measuring up to 5.1 on the Richter scale. That evening in Formosa, buildings in the capital Taipei swayed as an undersea 5.1 magnitude trembler jolted the island, 51 kilometers south of Hualien. The following day, another quake hit 227 kilometers east of Taipei, this one 5.2 in magnitude. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of casualties from these recent events. With thankfulness for the security of residents in the quake-hit regions, we pray that the stability of humans and animals alike may be ensured through our kinder stewardship of the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
...to help the environment. It's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
What's even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Words of a Hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond, we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are! For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass in the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety.
Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them, my precious babies.
Still save the planet. Day 558. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People continue to demand that their governments act to serve the best interests of all people in the nation as they gather in countries such as Bahrain, Belarus, Egypt, Europe, Japan, Libya, Palestine, Sudan, Tajikistan, Syria, United States, and Yemen.
Worldwide, global financial markets registered alarm on Thursday over debt concerns throughout Europe, the U.S., and Japan. In the Eurozone, the financial crisis already being seen in countries like Greece, Ireland, and Portugal were potentially being joined by Italy and Spain, while U.S. President Barack Obama has been meeting with legislators in efforts to reach an agreement that will avoid debt default, which would cause both national and global economic instability.
Tajikistan. Following appeals by UK-based BBC, as well as vigils held by fellow journalists, BBC reporter Uranboy Usmanov was freed on bail Thursday after being jailed for over a month. Although he must remain in Tajikistan on charges of an alleged affiliation with a banned extremist group, the BBC states that Mr. Usmanov only met with the group and reported on them as part of his work. The Committee to Protect Journalists has also spoken out against Mr. Usmanov's arrest, saying that it represents an attempt to restrict coverage of sensitive religious issues.
Palestine. Arab League Secretary General Nabil al-Arabi announced on Thursday that the organization plans to submit a request to the United Nations for member nations to recognize Palestine as an independent state with full membership.
Sudan. On Thursday, the Sudanese government and former armed group Liberation and Justice Movement signed a peace agreement mediated in Doha, Qatar, with support by the African Union, United Nations, and Arab League. However, the accord was not signed by two other primary groups in Darfur, the Sudanese Liberation Army and the Justice and Equality Movement. They have expressed concerns about the continued power of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is facing arrest from the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity in Darfur, with the group saying that an agreement with his government does not meet the goals of the Darfuri people.
Egypt, state-owned Middle East News Agency, or MENA, reported on Thursday that a judge leading one of the investigations into former regime officials has found that former lower house speaker Sabat al-Sharif gave the orders on February 2, 2011, for government loyalists to ride horses and camels into Cairo's Tahrir Square in an attack that left several protesters dead and many more injured. The judge leading the investigation has referred Mr. Sharif and 24 others to face murder charges for their involvement in the incident.
Meanwhile, Egypt-based online Al-Ahram News reported that sit-ins continue by members of peaceful, revolutionary, and political groups in Tahrir Square and across the country, with demands being made by some for the resignation of Prime Minister Issam Sharaf and his cabinet.
Belarus. Police arrested around 30 protesters on Wednesday, July 13th, who had gathered for a weekly silent protest. The UK-based Telegraph newspaper reported that people were beaten by plainclothes policemen before they were arrested, including at least one Associated Press reporter.
Bahrain. A month after receiving a one-year sentence, 20-year-old poet Ayat al-Ghormezi has been released from prison and placed under house arrest. Miss al-Ghormezi originally had turned herself in after police raided her home and threatened to kill her brothers when they were seeking her arrest after she had read a poem at a protest rally calling for democratic reform. She was reported to have been brutally tortured during detention, but has told Reuters News Service that she will continue to speak out for democratic reform.
Yemen. At least seven people were wounded in clashes on Wednesday between Yemeni security forces and armed tribesmen defending some 5,000 pro-democracy demonstrators rallying in Taiz. Meanwhile, tens of thousands gathered in the capital Sana'a to continue demanding that President Ali Abdullah Saleh step down immediately.
As we grieve the lives lost, as well as the injured and suffering, we pray for the turmoil in all nations to cease, with citizens everywhere choosing to live in shared dignity, freedom, and peace.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
在这种凶恶的气氛活下去呢，行吗？继续这个样子，小孩又更糟糕。小孩常常学习大人的那种行为。我们所谓自由，那个国家，我们所谓的天主教的国家，不是我们所谓的佛教的国家，那个佛教的天主教的精神呢，何在啊？应该形容啊，那个宗教应该执行，应该做你所跟耶稣学那些东西，应该做跟佛学那些教理，才是真正的一个有宗教信仰。我希望我们的世界改变，互相保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
Ai cũng khen đẹp đôi. Hôm nay đã hóa buồn, muốn khóc chẳng nên lời. Nàng mới vừa 29, hàng xóm vừa chia vui, giọt máu vừa mới nhớ cũng theo mẹ lìa đời. Hai linh hồn vô tội, một viên đạn lạc thôi. Lòng tôi quá bàng hoàng, nhìn anh đầu đéo tang. Biết nói gì chia buồn, người tiễn ruột bầm gan. Tuổi đời tôi non nớt, không dành lời khôn ngoan, chỉ tạm viết dẫm phần mong thời gian hàn gắn. Chiến tranh ôi tàn nhẫn,
let peace be here now.
Newly autonomous South Sudan strives for stable development. As the government promises improvements in areas such as stable water supplies and road infrastructure, South Sudan's desperate need for assistance in achieving these goals is being recognized by humanitarian organizations such as the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, UK-based Oxfam, and others who are offering as well as appealing for more help. Meanwhile, the country has been approved as the newest member of the United Nations, following President Salva Kiir's pledge, in which he stated, "The Republic of South Sudan accepts the obligations contained in the Charter of the United Nations and solemnly undertakes to fulfill them." Finally, Finance Minister David Denga-Thorbe announced that a new currency, the South Sudan pound, will replace the Sudanese pound as of July 18th, with a full transition expected within 3 months.
You know, the feeling is free at last. Martin Luther said so. The feeling is of excitement. The feeling is, I am lucky to be alive to see the day. And I believe this is not me alone, it's also the rest. The feeling is, we now have a bright future.
Our hearty applause, President Kiir, and the people of South Sudan, for your brave and united efforts that have brought the establishment of a new nation. May you continue to flourish in shared harmony, prosperity, and international friendship.
Save our planet. With 15 deaths and 7,000 hospitalized for heat stroke in June alone, health experts in Japan on July 12, 2011, urged residents not to spare the use of air conditioning despite a nationwide power-saving campaign as the country continues to endure the highest temperatures in decades.
Save our planet. Temperatures of over 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 38 degrees Celsius for 12 consecutive days in counties across North Texas, USA, have claimed two lives, with 39 who perished throughout the country by July 14, as heat warnings are issued in 24 states.
Warning news. In a study published July 12, 2011, British researchers revealed that smoking during pregnancy increases by at least 25% the risk of birth defects such as missing or deformed limbs, club foot, skull defects, and cleft palate, with a 50% increased risk of the child being born with a condition where the intestines protrude through the skin.
Buddy the honeybee, and my diet is deliciously animal-free. I'm here today with a tip on lemongrass, a stocky plant that's commonly used in Southeast Asian cooking, adding a zesty lemon flavor and aroma to the dish. This healthful herb is rich in several minerals, including iron, potassium, and manganese. It's best to purchase fern stalks, which are pale yellow on the bottom and green in color on the top. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
Thank you. In eco news, Senegal takes action to halt desertification. Various species of drought-tolerant acacia trees have been planted in an area extending across 535 kilometers. Approximately 15,000 hectares have been seeded and 5,000 kilometers of firewalls have been constructed surrounding the trees. The Senegal government has annually allocated $2.1 million a year for this project, which began in 2008. It is part of the planned 15-kilometer-wide Great Green Wall, which will extend over the entire continent of Africa, coast to coast, from Senegal to Djibouti. Our heartfelt gratitude, Senegal, for your earth-loving endeavor. May verdant greenery abundantly adorn your beautiful land and the great continent of Africa.
In humanitarian news, a young American woman helps Nepalese children in need. The US-based online media The Huffington Post featured Maggie Doyne as one of their greatest person of the day for her extraordinary dedication to youngsters in Nepal. At the age of 22, Maggie founded an orphanage, the Kubilar Valley Children's Project in Sulcate. Later, she also established the Kubilar Valley Primary School in the same village. It is attended by 230 students and has a staff of 14 full-time teachers. Maggie is now 24 years old and continues her work with the Nepalese children today through her non-profit organisation, Blink Now. Bravo, Maggie Doyne, for your loving heart and selfless service. Also, our thanks Huffington Post for featuring Miss Doyne and her laudable work. May all the beautiful children of Nepal have a bright future awaiting with heaven's abundant blessings. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Miss Maggie Doyne with the Shining Well Compassion Award and $10,000 to humbly support furthering the great work. Up next on Noteworthy News, patrons enjoy the delicious vegan food at Loving Hearts in Hong Kong and Thailand. We're going to thank God for giving us this treasured life. Stay tuned for more happy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, fantastic news for a marvelous world. Veg News, Hong Kong and Thailand Loving Huts are doing wonderfully well. Loving Hut Tai Po in Hong Kong, one of five Loving Huts in the country, has shared with numerous enthusiastic customers its specialty vegan noodle cuisine and tasty snacks. It is conveniently located near schools, bus stops, and a train station for easy access by residents. Loving Hut Nantha Burley, among the six Loving Huts in Thailand, features Thai and Thai fusion vegan delicacies, such as larb and chamburli noodle soup, as well as delicious desserts.
I come here every day since it started. I like this place. It's very nice and, you know, the food is good, really good.
ก็ตั้งแต่ร้านนี้มาเปิดนี่ก็รู้สึกว่านี่คือสวรรค์เลยก็มีแบบที่เราคิดว่าไม่น่าจะทำเป็นเจได้ก็มาทำเป็นเจแล้วอร่อยด้วย
Be vegan, go green to save the planet.
These plant-based establishments are part of the international family of Loving Hut restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai for opportunities to dine on nutritious, affordable vegan meals. Congratulations, Loving Hut Tai Po and Loving Hut Nantha Burley. Our deepest thanks for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring commitment to a peaceful and joyful earth. Let us all choose the vegan way to save all beings and our planet.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humour with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Average Person.
The wife said to the husband, "Scientists claim that the average person speaks 10,000 words a day." The husband said, "Yes, dear, but remember, you are far above average."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on vegetarian Sichuan goulash recipe on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you very much, Sandra from France.
Thanks for this show, Grisaz from Canada.
Greetings, Sandra and Grisaz. It's great to receive your positive messages. Please enjoy this and other delectable vegan cuisine. May heaven's blessings be with you and the forward-thinking people of France and Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be evermore endowed with heavenly grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird travels on his first official trip to China, meeting with Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi to enhance bilateral relations as well as prepare for mutual visits by the two countries' leaders.
Following 2 years of diplomatic efforts, a report in France-based Le Monde newspaper states that a delegation in North Korea is making arrangements to open a culture office in Pyongyang that will support French civic organizations and joint projects in culture and language.
Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi inaugurates the country's first embassy in Ljubljana, Slovenia, signing agreements for cooperation in several areas, while Slovenian Foreign Minister Samuel Žbogar also encourages further negotiations between Iran and the European Union.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay is welcomed by Tunisia's Foreign Minister Mohamed Maldi Kefi as she arrives to support the country's democratic transition and open the first UN Human Rights Office in a Mediterranean North African country.
The Middle East Children's Alliance, working since 2009 to provide Palestinian children with drinking water, brings a group of U.S. artists to Gaza to paint murals that help highlight the concept of clean water as a basic human right.
The Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, announces that it has thus far donated $70 million to post-quake rebuilding projects in Haiti, with a focus on providing food, healthcare, support for local production, construction, and defending human rights.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.